nuestros socios son libre de cagusocie. Eso prondegue que suate. Y la bobo custososia. Y stonde que libre socia. Si y que cuata. Taponde que sucia. Ende que libre socie. Enda que libre socie. Ende que custososie. Y stombo le grasocia. E sopronde che Gesù si ato, e sopri andeghe che custo sozie, e soprondi che custo sozie, e la becche tuasa, si e la prende che custo sozie, e stondo così ita la voce si ate, e stonde che chi la prosi ato, e stondo che agaso si ate, e sopronde che costua. Isso pronde que custo socie. Isso pronde que custo socie. Isto leve que custo socie. Isso que tu aso. Isso piande que libro socie. Isso pronde que suasa. Illa pioto do licro socie. Isso pia a tua aia. Isso pia a toto domle que suciate. Isso pronde que custo socie, isso pronde que calibro socie, ende que sucia, isso pronde que sucia, e la becuata, lebrende que libro socie, isso pronde que sucia, ende que suato, isto plegra sociate, ende que libro socie. Endo gogo sucia, asuate, ende gegege libru so ote, illa becuasa si ate, isopia asocia, ake kutu socie, isopiato, isopiata gagosia sacie, isoprondege ke sucia to, esoprondege gege libru socia, isopia asocia, inde gegege libru socia, Isto dobo libro socie, isto socia apioto, i gagacoso si antre ne bogosiate, isto ndolo prenege che suciate, isto piata balegra saciato, illo bocoto nonglege custo socie, isto prondege che suate, isto prondege che sucia, isto prondege che custo socie, Isso prendega que custo socie. Isto lo prendega custo socie de lebrosi ate. Isso prendega que custo socia. Illa prendega custo soto neblaga socie. Isto ndega que libro socie. Isso prendega que yatua socie. Endega que libro socie. Illa prendega custo socie ndega yagua socie. Isso pronde que suate, isso pronde que suate, e la mongroso si ate, isso pronde gagaso si ate, e la bacustoso si ate, e la pronde que custoso si, isto dolovo si ate, leca quata, e dopo de que libro socie, isso pronde que custoso si. Isso pronde que suate, ende que libro socia, endoga que custo socie, ende que custo socie, ende que cociata palongre si ato, isso pioto do libro socie, ende que custo socie, ila piato andoli cresi ato, isso pronde que suso pronde que custo socie, Illa pronde che custo socie, illa pronde che custoso, isso pronde che custo socia, me che tua saciate, illa ben grosso siate, isso pronde che suate, illa ma grosso, illa grosso siate, isso li accoto l'obro siate, ende che libro socia. Me custo socie, ende que libro socia, talabronde que custo socie, isto lo bogociato, indagagayago sosie, isopronde gaka sosiate, ilaprende gegege libru sosie, esopronde geke sosieta, ilabontru no dogo gosiate, isopronde geke sosia, istonde gege libru sosie, isopronde gaga custo sosie, istonde gaga sosie, ilamengre de ge custoso, isopronde geke sosia, ilaprende. Denga custo sosie, isso pronde que libro no gozo siate, isto planque custo sia, isso pronde que suate, isto la bago sosie, e la magrote que libro sosie, isso pronde que quasa sie, isto do la prende que sosia, isso pronde que sosia. Illa prondega che sussia, isso prondega che gusto sosie, isso prondega che gusto sosie, illa prendega che sosie, isso prondega che suata, isso prondega che sto sosiato, illa prondega che sto sosia, isso prondega che gusto sosie. Me closto sosia, illa prendega custo sosie, endega custo sosie, illa ba custo sosia, isso prendega quasa, si atta lebre nega custo sosa, isso prendega cosiate, endega che libro sosie, endega custo sosie, e che quasa sia, illa prendega sahata. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, we are given thanks. Beloved, you and I, we will come to an understanding of scriptures as we saw that John the Apostle, one of the apostles in the book of Revelation, had an encounter with the Lord. And through the singular hand of one man, God begins to unravel deep mysteries. A number of things that you and I will see that indeed, to the writings of the of John the Apostle, John the Beloved, was that God begins to unravel mysteries about the state of the church, begins to unravel mysteries about what needs to be done in the church. In the seven churches in Asia, God wrote letters. He gave a man, the John the Beloved, a revelation of himself, and then he begins to tell him, talk to the church in Ephesus, Smyrna, Pergamum, Thyatira, Sardis, Philadelphia, and Laodicea. God trusted one man, one person, with secret events that are yet to be unraveled to the church. He gave him an insight he gave him foresight. But nothing just happened. came to him. Having given those information to Christ, so that he can show them to his own servants. And here is what the record of John says, because there are two accounts. This session, beloved, I saw the heaven open and secrets are going to be revealed unto us. When he first of all wrote the letter in Revelation chapter number 1, it said, the things that are written in the book are made known by Jesus Christ. God gave those things to Christ so he could show them to the servants he owns. These are things which must happen very soon. Christ sent his angel to John, who is a servant owned by him. Christ made these things known to him. In the earlier hours of the morning, as we focus on what God wants us to pray, even for in the morning, we saw that he brought us his word. And what was the word of the Lord that he brought to us? God went to a man called Jonah and unraveled to him. He said, I heard the noise of wickedness and atrocities in Nineveh. I need you to go and be my voice. Declare that I have heard. Preach to them that I have heard their wickedness. What God did for Jonah was giving Jonah an insight. Jonah has insight into what is going on until he delivered the message. He didn't know about what God was going to do. That is why he caught him unaware. And he said, I don't want to go before because I know that you might change your mind. And in the morning I said, that was not his business. His business is to act on divine revelation that he had and to deliver to the people so that they can come out of the crime they are committing against God and experience the mercy of God. And you will see that until he declared that God is unhappy with them, they were not able to turn their ways around and ask God for mercy. So it shows to us that without revelation, there cannot be repentance. And without divine revealed information, it is impossible to know what to do in the season of life. But there's somebody here right now. Let me just tell you. Let me just go ahead and say what I've seen right now. There's somebody on this altar, and if this individual is not here, is connected to this commission. Here, you are praying, but yet I can see in your hand, and I can see what you have in your hand is just like almost like when you look at the case of a curry powder. All the ones that they sell in Sainsbury's or one of those places. But I can see that it's not curry powder. It was given, and I can see in that hand that there is whatever was the leftover in the eye of the individual, you are contemplating about using it as usual. Because whether when they gave it to you, they told you it was medicinal, whether they tell you that you should be putting it in food, whether they gave it to you, it's nothing to begin to try and use another word for. It was a help that you got from a strange place, a help that was given to you to solve your problem, but it was the help that is making your problem to grow more and more stronger and make you to be unable to have a solution. But God asked me to tell you, enough is enough. Throw that devil in your custody away. Your ways will open up and there will be a change in your life, because you have sought for help in a strange place. And beloved, you know the mixture of what I'm talking about. I don't know what they mix together. It looks like powder. And beloved, it's not white powder. It has some colors. Almost like a green color. Almost like a black color. It's a mixture of a number of things that was blended but was given to you. And this is not the first time that you will use what it is. Actually, the container is almost empty. Beloved, but God said that is the reason for your trouble. Rid yourself of the help that you have received from a strange place. Therefore, if you will do that today, and you will pour it out, and you will burn it to ashes, I stand as the servant of the Most High God, who was just a messenger of God, that God wants me to speak for your freedom. Today, I decree and declare, every problem that has entered into your life, as you have obtained help from a strange place, I decree, as you read yourself in obedience to the word of the Lord, for the strange help that you have received, I command every problem that came into your life as a result of that help, they disappear and are terminated in the same way that they have appeared before you and in your life, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. And the Egyptian that you have seen before, you shall see them no more. Beloved, Revelations 1. God gave him insight. Unlike what we saw in Jonah, Jonah has insight until he fulfilled the word. He perceived that God is a merciful God and he might not avenge, he might not judge the land of Nineveh. But he was short-sighted. He didn't see the rest of the story until he obeyed the word of the Lord. But when you look at Revelation chapter number 1, God gave insight. And he said they were given to his own servants. He gave an insight. And he engaged angelic personality to show them to John. John is a servant of the Lord. God commanded his angel that cannot change in the instruction that they are given. They are personalities, angelic personalities, that obey the commandments of the law. I can say I can't go. Beloved, they obey God's commandments. They were his own ministry angels that he assigned to minister to heirs of salvation. You are an heir of salvation, and God is ready to engage his angels that excel in strength, that does what he commanded, that hearken unto his voice, to be engaged as ministry spirit to minister to you and to me. His servants whom he owned became personalities that the angelic host of God ministered to. And you and I have been purchased with a price, with an incorruptible seed, the seed of the word of God. 1 Peter chapter number 1. We no longer belong unto ourselves, but we belong unto God. Beloved, you and I have been born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible seed by the word of God that liveth and abideth forever. So you are not your own. That's why the word of the Lord says he redeemed us. He called us his own. And he set us apart for his purpose and for his plan. He called us his own. Because you need to make a note of these scriptures, so that when you base your petition on that scripture, your heaven will be open and you will see God answering. Beloved, because he said, come up higher in this evening, and there are things that God is going to unravel to individuals even before the day break tomorrow. He calls us his own. One John chapter 3 verse 1. See how great a love the Father has bestowed on us, that we should be called children of God. But such we are. For this reason the world does not know us, because it did not know him. He calls you his own. Let it settle in your spirit as we go, because it is the servant of God. Whom he owns, whom he has the rightful authority over, who have submitted themselves unto him, that he will not allow will give us insight and foresight, because Mark 4:11 said, unto us is given the understanding of the mysteries of God. For others, they are spoken in parable. So it said, God, that by seeing they cannot see, and hearing so that they might not hear. You are owned by the Almighty God. He called you according to his purpose and according to his plan. It was his purpose that he made known unto Jonah, but Jonah had an agenda and sailed on another side. Beloved, so what God will make known will be the things that we ought to know in order to execute the divine purpose of God. Romans 11:29. The gifts and the calling of God, they are without repentance. You belong to him. So there is no other power that can claim ownership over you. Beloved, he said you are his. And if your child has the right to know the things that you cannot tell, beloved, a stranger, it's because of the relationship and the association and the fact that that was a child that came out of your loins. John chapter number 1 verse 12. It said to as many as believed him, to those who received him, he gave power to become sons of God, to those who believe in his name. So the power of sonship was given to us, and we believe him, and we trusted in him, who is our God. And therefore, to those who are his, he positioned his angelic host to minister to, so he could engage and join the beloved and unravel to John the truth that he needs to know, that provides the insight and the foresight and hindsight. He said there were things that are to happen very soon, that is given unto him access into a future that is yet to be unraveled. He gave detailed information. About what is to take place. Number one, he introduced himself unto him. The messenger said in verse 5, he said, I am the messenger from Christ, who is the faithful witness and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sin in his own blood, and has made us kings and priests unto our God and his Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Behold, there is a future yet unknown. He said, he cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see him, and they also which bears him, and all the kingdoms of the earth shall wail because of him. Even so, amen. And he said, I am the first and the last, the beginning and the end of all things. I am the all-powerful one who was and who is and who is to come. Hindsight tells you about what was. Insight gives you an understanding about what is going on right now. Foresight will tell you about what is yet to be unraveled. It takes the Son of God, Jesus Christ, who is the first and the last, the beginning and the end of all things, the loved, the one who is the end of the body, to come to that understanding and pass it on to the church. It said, I am all powerful one. The one who is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. In the same talking, that hindsight will give you an understanding of a reason for certain occurrences and experiences in your life, so also the inside helps you to know beyond what is visible, beyond what is hard, what is going on right now. And the first sight will tell you that it is not just what it looks like. It shows you the end result according to the perspective of God. So you can read from Revelation chapter 1 to chapter number 3. God engaged him. After he had seen the all-powerful, one of the things that was visible in the presence of the Lord, because you need to know who is appearing to you and who is revealing things to you and who is speaking to you, because even the devil can camouflage like an angel of light. But when it comes from the Lord, it is important that you know. I only have 3 prayer points tonight, but it's not the prayer point that waits until next year before you have your answer. If you are really for the Lord, on the side of the Lord, it's going to happen just like that. He said, I turned to see who was speaking to me. As I turned, I saw 7 lights, men of gold. Among the lights stood one who looked like the Son of Man. He had a long coat that came to his feet. A belt gold was around his chest. His head and his ear were white like white wool. They were as white as snow. His eyes were like fire. His feet were like shining brass, as bright as it were in a fire. His voice sounded like powerful rushing water. He held 7 stars in his right hand, a sharp sword that cuts both ways came out of his mouth. Everything that John saw was depicted in of the word of the living God. Lift up your voice and shout to the Lord. Lord, upon my heaven, reveal yourself to me that you might give unto me access to everything that I must know in this month to bring me into divine favor that I may finish this year well. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, is a piazza gagosi, is a ziad, in la biato, and the geke custos of the art, and the geke custos of the, and the geke custos of the, and the geke libros of the, and the geke custos of the, in the lobosa art, and the geke sus the art of the boss, and the geke libros of the, and the cause is a piazza gogo libros of the. Endege che susia asuata, endege che susieto, il labronde che custoso, isto la prendege che suata, isto ndega apioto, e la becche su susiata malavo si ate, il lobo sahate. There was absolutely no contradictory in the revelation that he had. Daniel had seen the similar revelation. It said in Daniel 7:13, when he saw the Son of Man, he said, in my vision at night, I looked and there before me was one like a Son of Man coming with the clouds of heaven. He approached the Ancient of Days and was led into his presence. And to him was given dominion, glory, and a kingdom, that all peoples, nations, and men, every language, might serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion, which will not pass away, and his kingdom is one which will not be destroyed. These are testimonies of divine revelation about God unraveling the mystery of himself unto man. Men who serve him. Men who walk with him. And beloved, when the psalmist would be sigh and say, open down my eyes, that I may behold wondrous things from your law. He knows what he was asking for. I can take time and tell us about various things that were mentioned in his revelation that confirmed by the word of the Lord that that revelation was coming from the Lord. You and I know. But then he gave him instruction. It said, I am the first and the last, the living one. I was dead, but look, I'm alive forever. I have power over death and hell. Write the things you have seen and the things that are and the things that will happen later. That is why some of us, you need to get your scribble and your pen and put it near your bed, because God is going to visit you and make plain the revelation that you ought to know about your life to you and about other people around you. He said, write it down. This is what the seven stars and the seven lights made of gold that you saw in my right hand. The seven stars are the angels of the seven churches. The seven lights are the seven churches. Everyone has before God their star. When Joseph dreamt, he said, I saw the sun and the moon, and the 11 stars paid obeisance to appear before God in the brilliance of destiny, the brilliance of divine purpose that he has for you. If he begins to tell him, I want you to see the state of the church in all of these areas, and he showed him what he had no right to have figured out in his own head. He said, I am the one that holds the seven stars in my hand. Beloved, no king, no prime minister, no man, no astrologer, whoever they are, can say that they can take star and hold it in their hand. And that helped me to understand that there is no devil that can arrest the star of your life. When Jesus was going to be born the shepherd, they saw a star that was different, that was distinguished among other stars. And when the angel Gabriel was going to talk to Mary about the star, he talked about what is going to happen, the conception of Jesus. He talked about what is going to happen after his birth, and he talked about what he's going to become. Because Mary said, how can this be? Luke chapter number 1. He said, the Holy Spirit will come upon you. So how is going to happen? The hour was made known. The what it will become was also unraveled. Secrets were made known that were essential in guiding the parents of Jesus in how to raise him. Beloved, that is why a Mary can decipher and know that it is the right time for Jesus to manifest when she went to him and said, son, the wine is running out. Jesus himself said, my time is not yet. But she looked at his disciples and said, whatsoever he tells you, do it. Because he has watched on the word that was given by divine revelation to her, and she understood the signs of the fulfillment of the season when she had seen what she had seen in that place where shame was very close by, and realized that Jesus is one that is a deliverer from shame, and she could go to him at that moment. Beloved, when you see every letter, every revelation of God will show the reason that is the hindsight gives the insight, the now, and the future. And it can only come for the one that knows it. You might be on this altar tonight, and you are saying that I know certain things. When he wrote to the church in Sardis, he said to them in chapter number 3, the one who has the seven spirits of God and the seven stars said this, I know what you are doing. I know the people think you are alive, but you are dead. Wake up. Make stronger what you have before it dies. I know what you are doing, what others don't know. What others thought you are not doing, others sees you different, but God said, I see you. I know exactly what you are doing. I have eyes. He said, but you are not alive, but you are dead. And he said, wake up, make stronger what you have before it dies. I have not found your word complete in God's sight. That was the reason. The hindsight. Beloved, and he said, be sorry for your sins. And turn from them, and if you will not wake up, I will come as a robber. You will not know at what time I will come. But there are a few people in the church, in the city of Sardis, whose clothes are not dirty with sins. They will walk with me wearing wet clothes. They have done what they should. Everyone who has power and wins will wear white clothes. I will not take his name from the book of life. I will speak of his name before my Father and his angels. So he told that there are different kinds of people in the church. Some are already polluted and some are not. And he said, those who are not, their robes are white. And he said, for you who look like you are one of them, go and get your dirty linen fixed so that you can have a future with your Father. That was deep secret. And somebody is here on this altar and you said that you have had secrets shown to you. But God is saying, after he had seen all of this, the heaven opened. He said, after this in chapter 4, I looked and saw a door standing open in heaven. The first voice I heard was like the sound, a loud sound of the horn, and he said, come up higher. Come up here. The heaven is open. Come up, ascend, and enter. I will show you what happens next. And he said, at once I was under the Spirit's power. See, the throne was in heaven, and one was sitting on it, and the one who sat there looked as bright as jasper and sardius stone, the colors like doors of an emerald stone were all around the throne. And beloved, he begins to see what he saw. What is these two remaining prayer points? It's not going to take more than a few minutes, because I'd already seen that heaven has completed this work, and God just brought us into a state of accessing what is the throne of God and giving us divine revelation that it will speak into our lives, enabling us to see what we ought to know in this season. Therefore, God wants to give you insight, and foresight. In order to get to where we ought to be, these are important for us to be able to grasp the divine idea of God. Some people are not interested to know, but what you don't know can be hurtful. What you don't know, you can make a wrong decision. Beloved, he didn't know. Jonah was not aware that God gave them an opportunity to make a change. God knew that these people, they will still make mistake again that will mean their ruin. He became angry and thinking, that is why I don't want to obey you in the first stage, because I know that you can change your mind. You possibly wouldn't mean what you say. Beloved, this prayer is critically important. God told me that there are speed by which it will unravel mysteries unto us, that even if you are not quick enough, you might not be able to grasp everything if you are not prepared. So we are going to pray a prayer of enlargement of capacity for the divine secrets of God that you and I need to come into an understanding of, that is profitable, that will cause us to finish 2015 strong and well, so that you don't fourth month, while I was by the river chamber among the exiles, the heavens were open, and I saw visions of God. To be able to come into this understanding, this divine revelation, your heaven must be open. Heavens were open. And then he saw the visions of God. Whenever heavens open, God will descend and reach out to us and give us understanding of what we don't know. You don't need to go and pay money to a prophet to see future for you. Instead, he owns you and they are revealed to his own son. Heavens were open, and I saw visions of God. So what you saw is that heaven was open for John and his own visions of God. And beloved, Jesus was baptized, Mark chapter number 1, verse 10. He was not the only one, but it was him that his heaven was open. Immediately coming out of water, he saw the heavens opening, and the Spirit came like a dove descending upon him, because the Spirit of God is greater. Is the voice of the Lord that expresses the counsel of God. And he said, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. So his heaven was open. Heaven was open and God affirmed him. Beloved, Stephen was pistol, but he said, I saw the heavens open and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God. That was the moment of crisis. He saw heaven open. His perspective about what he was going through. Beloved, when they are stoning a man and he said, Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they were doing. Beloved, he saw the hand of God. When the heaven of God is open, it is like the opening of the windows of heaven. Beloved, that releases the blessing of God, that brings an overflow. That is why Malachi 3:10 said, if you will test me, says the Lord, if I will not open for you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing until it overflows. When you go into the book of Genesis chapter number 7, God gave an instruction unto Noah, and he has a promise for 120 years. But when heaven was open, beloved, there was an opening of the floodgates of heaven, and there was a fulfillment of what it takes to have his boat to sail. So my time is just on this altar this morning, this evening, to take 2 singular prayers more in addition to what you have prayed. Because now you know that God is the one that revealed the Son to anyone that he chooses to reveal him. Matthew 11:27. Jesus said, all things have been handed over to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father, And no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Beloved, because when your heaven is open and you have visions of God, it will begin to talk you through, beloved, what is available in Christ Jesus for us. So our life is no longer by guessing, but by divine understanding we make decisions to the glory and the honor of the name of the Lord our God, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Therefore, if you are ready and you believe you are a child of the living God and you have the right of access to divine secrets of God, because the secret of the Lord belongs unto those who fear him. And if you are following him, you must have feared him. You must have loved him and love him enough to call him Abba your Father and say, God, give me divine revelation of yourself. Because when you see him, then you can see your true self. Until John saw him, he could not see the state of the church. He said, we behold him as in a mirror. Beloved, and as we behold him like in a mirror, then we see him with an unveiled face. We behold as in the mirror the glory of the Lord, and then we are transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as the Lord, the Spirit. When your heaven is open, the Spirit of the Lord will begin to uncover secrets to you, begins to show you what you ought to know, and what he told you become what guides you in every step of life that you and I needed to take according to his divine purpose, according to his divine plan. Beloved, I want us to say to the Lord this evening, in 5 minutes, you are saying to the Lord, my Father, reveal to me Christ, the Son of God, Christ, the living Word. Open down my spiritual eyes to behold you in your holiness, in your righteousness, that I might walk with you and be like you, be transformed and be changed from one level of glory unto another.
And take it.
art. Endegegege lebrus art. Endegege quaso. Estuato loboso si art. Endege custoso. Isoprondegege suate. Ega custoso sia. Illa prendege custo. Endegege custoso sia. Isoprondege che sia. Isopri aguascete. Endege custosia. Illa prendege custoso. Isoprondege che custosi ate. Endege custoso. Isoprondege che suate. Endege che susia. Isoprendege custoso. Isoprondegasa. Isoprondege che suate. Isoprondege che suate. Isoprondige che librus osia. Istula bagosso si ate. Isoprondege che siate. Istonda lava asa. Isoprendege custososa. Isoprondege che susia. Endege che susia. Isoprondige che suata. Isopro ondege che sua. Endege che librus osia. Isoprondega. Isoprondega gashte. Illa protege ke librus osie. Endege custos osie. Isoprondega gasuate. Endege ke susia. Illa protege ke custos osie. Endege custos osia. Illa protege custos osa. Isoprondega custos osie. Endege ke suato. Isoprondege che suate, illa prendege che sua, isopondege che susuprondege che suate, illa bon grosso si eto, isoprondege che suate, indodo librus ossia, isoprondege quasa, illa prondege custoso, isoprondege custoso si e, endege custoso, Endega custos osie, endega che suate, ille beligrus osia, isoprendega gasusia, istondo gogo librus abogo siate, isoprendega che suate, isoprendega che sua, isoprendega custos osie, istolo prendega custos osie, istula prendega che suato, Istondege che librus osie. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we are praying. Beloved, in Revelation 1 verse 9, it said, I, John, was on the island of Patmos when he had the revelation that he had. Patmos was a little island. In Greek, that man, for the sake of the gospel, was banished to a little place. But even in his little place, in that little island, the revelation of Christ was made available to him. He became a custodian of divine secrets. Beloved, what was not known unto others, God of heaven made it known unto him. A man that for the sake of the kingdom of God, he was going through. And that helps me to understand that no matter what you are going through, it doesn't matter how thick or dark the night is, God is still in the business of coming into your space. If he can locate, beloved, a Jacob in a certain place that was dark in the dark night, and speak to him and unravel the secret that he needs to know about what is going to happen to him, told him about Isaac, about his promise to Abraham, told him about being with him now to reiterate the promise, telling him that even you will yet return because I will go with you on the journey, the same God is still alive. It was the same God that gave Abraham hindsight, insight, and foresight about what will become of him. So he entered into the hall of faith. The Bible says that he was looking, they were looking for a city whose builder and maker is God. They had seen it in the realm of the Spirit. So their life was patterned according to what the Lord has shown them. So the same God brought us into that Abrahamic covenant, that a promise said, can I do a thing without telling my friend Abraham? For see that he will teach and show his children the way of the Lord. So that is why you need hindsight. Because the touch heaven 8 times is going to be happening tomorrow for 24 hours and from midnight of tomorrow. And you will see that it's completely prophetic. The things that God has shown to you, what needs to be addressed will be addressed by the mercy of God on this altar, because God will make the truth of his word to be open to you and will guide us over this weekend to lay hold on what he has laid hold of us. Therefore, I want you to lift up your voice and you are saying, Lord, let your word make my life, let my life be transparent before you, Lord. Give me hindsight, give me insight, show me what I must do in order to finish strong, in order to finish well. Show me the step I must take. Guide me in the way I must go. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, we have 5 minutes to press into God. Lord, 2015 going into 2016, give me divine insight. Give me divine foresight. Give me an insight in what I must do now that will make me, that will make me to finish 2015 strong, 2015 well, 2015 according to the divine order of God, crossing over to 2016, unravel to me what you have planned, preordained for me in my future, that you want to see done in La Piotta, the sea, Eka, to Azazia, a pen through no goals. You are not a respecter of person. You are said to the Lord, unravel to me every secret that I must know. Lord, uncover for me every enigma that I must resolve. Lord, to know what lies ahead of me, to know what I must do now, to know what is the reason for what I am going through now. And that will show me the way out, the way of escape. It's in the custos, the imprunde kesias, it's the prunde custo, the indalica quata, in the bequaso the ato, in la beca quasa, divine revelation by your word, divine revelation by the gifting of the Holy Spirit. Let my heaven be open, unravel to me the secret that I need to know, to profit, to prosper, to excel for my deliverance, for my rescue, for my change of story, for my divine help. Oh God, it's a piazza da custo sociate, et de geke sociato, et de geke sociato, it's tu la pronde geke sociato. It's a polica quasa. It's a prondega aso. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Beloved, just let God know that I take the limit off you. Because I yielded my life unto you.
come into my life any which way, Lord. Speak to me in my dreams. Speak to me in visions. Speak to me, O God, by your word. Speak to me. Use your angelic host to minister to me. Lord, engage every resources of heaven to communicate your divine plan, your divine purpose with me, with my father, for my family, divine plan, divine purpose for the prevailers. Lord, unravel it to me, make it known to me. Do not let my heaven be shut. Lord, engage me. In the mighty name of Jesus. Matthew chapter number 7. Verse 7. He said, ask, and it shall be given unto you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and the door shall be opened unto you. Verse 8. For he that asketh, receiveth. He that seeketh, findeth. And to the one who knocketh, the door shall be opened. Because when you ask, you receive, and he unravels to us what we cannot figure out with our own head. And that is why you and I, you are going to say to the Lord, I am grateful because you make your word good unto me. What you are revealing to me, you are revealing them with divine clarity and accuracy, giving me a spiritual sharp eye that cannot be deceived by any satanic force or demonic powers in the mighty name of Jesus, but I will know the mind of God and I will walk in the ways of God in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. For everyone who asks, receive what they ask for. Everyone who looks will find what he's looking for. Everyone who knocks, as the door open unto him. Therefore, you are saying over this weekend, as we come for this touch heaven 8 times, after tomorrow morning's meeting, we come back from 12 midnight. Lord, let my word come expressly with clarity and with accuracy that will solve my problem, that will answer my question, that will give divine insight and foresight, give direction and instruction, guide me in the pathway of truth that I need to follow so that my decisions are aided and that my decisions are prompted divinely by God to make me come to the end of this month with a success story in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Father, we give you thanks for this moment in your presence. I have done what you have sent me. And therefore we receive by faith open heaven. Lord, for the abundance flow of your spirit. Lord, for angelic ministration. For the revelation of Christ. And Lord, for giving us divine eyesight, insight, and foresight into what you have ordained, prepared, and predesigned for every prevailer. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, so that every step that we take is governed and directed by you, and our life is not lived by gambling, by knowing, by divine knowing in our heart, what you have ordained for us to do. Therefore, Heavenly Father, we give you praise, we give you honor, we give you adoration in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you for divine precision. Lord, thank you for divine accuracy. Thank you for divine clarity. Thank you for anointed hearing, anointed seeing, anointed understanding of the will of God for our lives in 2015, and for the unraveling of every agenda of God for the years that lies ahead Thank you for keeping the heaven over this commission open now and forevermore. Therefore, I arrest every spirit of evil distraction, every demonic manipulation, every satanic agenda to make anyone to war or to work against themselves. In the mighty name of Jesus, I command a removal of every demonic cataract that is blurring our vision of God. Therefore, I decree and declare supernatural envisionment of the divine purpose and divine agenda of God for our individual lives and for us corporately, in the name of God the Father, in the name of God the Son, in the name of God the Holy Spirit. Therefore, the redeemed of the Lord shall return at 5 a.m. tomorrow with everlasting joy, in the name of Jesus, with testimonies of what you have done in our lives, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, for you will be presently present in every aspect of this weekend program. Thank you, my Father, as your people go to break our fast tonight. Our food and our water is blessed, as sicknesses and diseases are removed from us, in the name of Jesus. I decree every habitation of the righteous is sanctified by the blood of the Lamb of God, and I declare our homes, our life, and our destiny a no-go area for the polluters, for the defilers, for any satanic demonic personality, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Therefore, as the mountain surrounds Jerusalem, so the glory of the Lord surrounds his people. Therefore, Lord, surround every habitation of this righteous and our lives with your glory, with your presence, a Lord that will cause your power to be made manifest in the name of Jesus. We thank you, our God. Whatsoever the Lord doeth, abideth forever. What you have done right now is forever and ever. In the name of God the Father, in the name of God the Son, in the name of God the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen, 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 hallelujah.